This is David Wolford. I'm doing an interview for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. It's December 31st, 2005, and I'm with Miss Della Jones here in Williamstown, Kentucky. Miss Jones, how are you doing today?
I'm doing right well.
Good.
Now, from our old lady.
Right. Now, your relevance to this story is that you grew up in Williamstown and became you attended segregated schools and became a teacher in the 20s, and then took a break from teaching, but then was also you were a teacher in the Owen County District when integration came in the late 50s. So I just wanted to ask you a few questions here. When and where were you born?
I was born in Williamstown, July 7th, 1903.
Okay, and you attended schools in Williamstown, I guess, or as a youngster. What was the situation like there? What kind of school did you attend, and what was the school day like?
Well, it was elementary school, first through the eighth, and it was a one-room school, and had the one teacher, and I attended that until I finished the eighth grade, and then I went to Woodward High School.
And why did you go to Woodward High? This was in Cincinnati, right? Woodward High School?
Well, they had no high schools that our race could attain. It was during segregation time, and so I had to find somewhere to go. Then I went to live with my auntie and go to Woodward High School.
In Cincinnati?
In Cincinnati.
And how did that experience in high school differ from your...
Well, it took a while for me to get used to the difference. It was a big difference because I hadn't gone to school with white children, and it was just a big difference between the elementary school in Williamstown and the high school in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh. What were the main differences?
Well, the city, I guess, is one thing, and then there was a lot more students, and it was just a lot for a little country girl to get used to.
Uh-huh. Now, you didn't finish at Woodward, and you ended up going to Lincoln Ridge, correct?
Yes.
So what was Lincoln Ridge like in the early 20s?
To me, it was just a wonderful place. My mother always told me that I always wanted to be a teacher. And I felt like that if I was it was during segregation time, and if I was going to teach my own race, I wanted to learn more about them. And that was helpful for me to get used to being at Lincoln with my group, and it was different than being with the two groups.
Mm-hmm. When you were at Lincoln, I guess did students come from all over the state?
Yes.
What? How do you remember that? Was it pretty?
It was good because you learn people. Knew that you're meeting friends, and I enjoyed that.
Did you ever leave campus very often? Did the students at Lincoln Institute ever, they generally stayed on the campus?
No, they stayed on campus. I think I told you that we had to be on campus at all time. And during holidays, if you couldn't go and return before night, well, you had to stay on campus, or if you could go home with someone, a friend, and that lived nearby. And this lady that I, the girl that I went home with, lived at Pleasureville. And of course we could get back on campus by that time.
Mm-hmm. How many students do you think may have been like in a graduating class for you at Lincoln Ridge?
There was 23.
23 students, mm-hmm. And you were the class of 1923. Is that right? Where did most of them go? You know, what became of your classmates from Lincoln Ridge?
Well, I heard from some of them, and then some of them became teachers like myself, and I could read about them. I remember one lady, she's been dead now several years, but she lived to be over 100 years old. And then one girl that went to school, she was a classmate, and she worked for one of the teachers on campus, and she later taught domestic science at Kentucky State. Mm-hmm. And I kept up with a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think I'm about the only one. I don't think I'm the oldest Lincolnite, because they usually at commencement time have the oldest graduate to attend the commencement, but then I haven't kept up with it. But I'm sure I'm not the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm getting there.
All right. Once you finished there, you went into the teaching field, and you ended up teaching in Wayne County. Correct?
What are you asking?
When you got finished at Lincoln Ridge and you graduated.
Yes.
And about a year later, I think you said you taught at Wayne County.
Yes.
So what was that? Was it a school called Mill Springs, you tell me?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the Mill Springs School and a little bit about your experience in Wayne County.
One thing, of course, it was integrated. And the pupils were bussed in.
Integrated or segregated?
Yeah.
Segregated.
Segregated. The children were bussed in. Bussed. They came in by bus. And I was there during the winter. And they didn't get to school very regular. But then I finished that term, and then I taught 3 months.
Okay.
And then I came home.
You came back to Northern Kentucky.
Yes.
And stayed in Williamstown and taught at Boone County, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then you ended up teaching at the New Liberty School in Owen County.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you were for quite some time. Is that correct? That was after the Depression that you were at New Liberty?
Huh?
You were at New Liberty in Owen County after the Depression. Is that correct?
Yes. Not New Liberty, because it was a Depression time when I taught at New Liberty.
Okay.
The separate schools then. But in 1958... integration came about. Then I wanted to tell you too that Dr. Martin, when I finished college, Dr. Martin Luther King was the commencement speaker.
At Kentucky State?
Yes.
Oh, really? When? What year did you actually get your degree from Kentucky State?
1957.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the year before you went from the Owenton Elementary School to the Owenton Integrated. You went from the Owenton Colored School to the Owenton Integrated Elementary School as a librarian, yes. Right? Yes.
Did you name the year there?
I think it was 1958. Is that what yes. you told me? Mm-hmm. So you you had been teaching quite some time on a limited or on without a full degree. Got your degree, and then soon thereafter, were the only integrated teacher in the district. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, you were what did you think about when you got word that integration was happening in other parts of the state? What did you expect to happen here in Owenton?
Well, as I told you, it was a little upsetting for me because I didn't know whether I'd have a job or not.
Right.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's a legitimate fear.
Yes.
And how did you handle it?
Well, the best I could. I don't know. After I got used to it, I enjoyed it because I enjoyed being around the white students as well as the black.
And they asked you to be the librarian at the yeah. Owenton Elementary. How did you receive that idea?
Well, as I told you, I was getting up in years then, and of course I knew I had to go back to school and take some more training, and I was always wanting to go back anyway, so, but it was altogether different because I had majored in elementary school
mm-hmm.
subjects. Almost knew those by heart.
Right.
Because I'd taken things that pertaining to the same subject. But then, after I went into the library and I began to take library science courses, that was hard for me because we had to do so much reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed up and night after night trying to get my assignments done, and it was just too much. I contracted a severe case of high blood pressure, and I had to stop.
Okay. So what was your experience like as the librarian at Owenton Elementary?
I just loved it.
Students treat you well?
Huh?
Did the students treat you well?
Yes. Yes. That's the reason I told you I thought they had prepared them to what it'd be like to have a Negro librarian. Because, and the girls, they were just so nice to me. They'd help me in the library put the books on the shelves and with the work we had to do.
How about the other faculty? Were they receptive of you yes. coming in?
Yes, they did.
Do you remember any particular instances or feeling welcomed?
Now, I hate to mention this, but my principal was a racist. Very much so. And he was quite insulting. But the outside of that, but the teachers, they stood behind me.
Really? Mm. What did the principal, what made you think he's a racist?
Well, first place, the first I noticed, every morning, he'd make out some news. And made to tell something about each teacher. And then they passed the news around to the teachers. And so everybody was Mr. and Mrs. till it got to me, and it was Della Jones.
Mm.
That was the first. But then he was quite insulting if we had a faculty meeting and he'd say things that made you squirm. But I was the person that sat still and wouldn't say anything. But when the meeting, faculty meeting was over, I'd go to the office and talk to him about it.
What'd you tell him?
He'd act like he didn't know what I was talking about.
You knew better?
Yes. He was quite insulting.
Yeah.
But the Board of Education stood behind me.
Uh-huh.
If it had been left of him, I wouldn't have been there. The second year I went back, he said, "Well, I'll see you back." I said, "Yes, I'm here."
So he was there some effort to not allow you in there by him? But enough people were for it that they let it ride.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we couldn't agree. But that's the only incident I
had. Mm-hmm. The faculty was behind you in general, yes. You're saying. I mean, do you remember anything that anybody did that was kind of welcoming you in? Do you remember any good, particularly good instances?
There's one faculty man. He made a very insulting remark. That made me squirm. But I sat still, but I went to him after the meeting and asked him what did he mean by it. And he acted like he didn't know what I was talking about.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay, well, let's turn the tape over.
Miss Jones, this is Della Jones I'm talking with here on December 31st, 2005. You, once the, this was in the 50s, I believe, that you were teaching at the Owenton schools. Now, it sounds like by then you had been at Wayne County for a little while, you had been to Boone County, you'd been to Cynthiana, and you're teaching in Owen County. So you'd seen a few colored schools and been around the state a little bit. You know, what do you remember most about education for black children? What stands out to you about these different schools? What kinds of things do you remember?
Well, one thing, we were somewhat handicapped because we never got the equipments or maybe the things that we needed for school work. That was the hardest. And then we had to, if we got the things we needed, we had to buy them ourselves, which made it difficult. So, but anyway, we always managed to get by with everything.
Did any particular school building or county that you worked in seem to be better, like have a better school or a better situation, or were there some that weren't so good?
Well, when, of course, now when I taught at Cynthiana, that was a high school also. But then I taught sixth grade at Cynthiana. But then they had a better situation, and of course they had a principal too, and he could see about the things that were needed and all. And I guess maybe that was about the best place as far as building and having comfortable situation.
Cynthiana.
Surrounding you.
Was that, what was the name of that school?
Banneker High.
Banneker High. And it was actually grades 1 through 12 in the
yes.
building?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember any particular school district or superintendent or administration that was more supportive than average or less supportive than average?
No, not really.
Was there much communication between a colored teacher and the district?
No.
No?
There wasn't any communication.
You just showed up at the...
Now, see, of course, the communication didn't come about until integration came.
So how did you just get a monthly check, I guess, from the district?
Yes.
And other than that, you showed up at the school and ran the school, taught your own thing?
What'd you say about the check?
Like, you were an employee of the school district, obviously, so there was at least the communication that there,
oh,
like,
well,
getting paid.
No, it wasn't much, because
no?
what would happen? They just mail you check. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I guess you never even saw anybody outside of your building.
But then, at the time, I'd had to make out a monthly report. And then I'd have to take it to the superintendent's office. But that's the only communication I had with the clerk and the superintendent.
Uh-huh.
But he would, the superintendent would visit the school to see how he was getting along about once a year.
Once a year, huh?
But then he would know through different avenues how you were getting along.
Now, when integration came about in Owen County, what was that process like? Do you recall?
Well, of course, I didn't know exactly what they were going to do with my sale. And it was frustrating. So anyway, I talked to the superintendent and to some of the members of the Board of Education, but they assured me that I would have a job. So that's when I went into the library. But I was getting up in years too, and I was glad to go into the library.
You were getting up in years. This was 1958, is that correct?
Yes.
And this is 2005.
Yes.
But you were getting up in years then.
Yes. And it was easier as far as I was concerned to be in the library, and it was making out tests and grading papers and things like that. Of course, I had a lot of reading to do. That's when I started going to UK to take library science courses. So I would have gotten my master's if I could have gone one more year, but I became ill and I just couldn't make it. So I couldn't finish.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to teach, even though you're saying working in the library was a little bit easier in the later part of your career? Did you desire to teach in the classroom when integration came about at all?
Yes, because I thought maybe that was the only thing I could do, you know,
mm-hmm.
Before I learned that I could be a librarian. But then, yes, I like teaching, and I enjoyed being with the children. They kept me young.
Yeah. So how long did you, let's talk about things you may have seen in the Owen County. I guess you were at the Owen County or Owenton Elementary. Is that where you went
yes.
to? Owenton Elementary.
I went in Owenton Elementary library then.
58.
And so the librarian at the high school retired, so I was a elementary librarian I think for 3 years, and then the high school librarian was retired, and so they put me over in the high school.
So you were the high school librarian. Owen,
yes.
I guess that was Owen County High School.
Yes.
Is that building still there? I guess, is that the same building or no?
Well, they just, I think maybe last year went into a new building.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you were there till 1974, I suppose?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when you first saw the students from, you know, white and black students in the same building, in the same classroom at Owenton Elementary, or maybe even in the first years you were at the high school, you know, what was that like? Do you recall how the students interacted, the black and white students?
Yes.
How'd that go?
I knew more about my personal affair with the high school. Because, see, I'd been used to teaching elementary school. And I came in contact with these teenagers, and I said, Lord, what am I going to do?
Right.
So, but then I thought I just couldn't manage the teenager. But then, as I went along, it got easy, and the white children, and of course the black too, they seemed to like me, and they would be obedient and very nice. I didn't have any problem.
Good. Do you remember any kind of lawsuit in the early, right before the integration happened? Do you remember any kind of lawsuit or threat of a lawsuit
against the Owen County District?
No.
No, don't remember any NAACP or no. or James Crumlin no. didn't come through here?
No.
Okay. Right. I guess was the Board of Education in Owen County pretty open to integrating?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they were.
All right. Did the black community in Owenton or in Owen County press for integration at all, or was this something that just sort of came about?
Well, we had one family that fought for integration.
Who was that family?
Chuck, do I have to name?
No, if you don't want to. Do you remember the family?
Yes.
Okay, but if you don't want to say their name, that's fine.
But then, of course, it kind of ruffled my feathers because I thought I wouldn't have work, and it was working against me. That's what was my thinking.
Sure.
But of course they were working for the betterment of everything. But then we became friends, and we had, I never was a person that did much talking or getting up in the air about anything. But when the integration came along, I remember some of them said, "Well, Miss Joan," said, "you stayed with them." But I felt I had to. I was fighting for a job.
Right. You stayed with who? The Board of Ed?
Yes.
Yeah, but they were your employer.
Huh?
They were your employer. Is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Yes.
You didn't have much choice if you're going to teach school in Owenton. So the family that was fighting for integration, you know, what were they doing? You don't have to tell me who they were, but what kinds of things did they do, or how did they try to push for it?
Well, they just pushed more through talking and all. But it was very upsetting. But then it came about all right.
What was upsetting about it?
Well, because I didn't know whether I'd have work or not.
Just fearful of losing your job?
Fearful.
Did they use the old New Liberty or Owenton colored school buildings at all? Did they ever use that as a regular grade school after it closed
no.
as a colored? Just
no.
Whatever. What happened to those buildings in the first few years that they were vacated?
In Owenton, the building became a church. And I think at New Liberty they tore down the building. I know they did because where there's a family that now lives where the school was.
Did the Board of Ed do anything to prepare the staff or students for the integration process?
Yes, I think so.
What kinds of activities did they do?
I don't know, but they did prepare them because I didn't have any trouble at all.
You could just tell something had been said or...
But then I did substitute work after I retired in Owen County and Grant County the next year after retirement. But I could tell the difference. The Owen County, Grant County students hadn't been prepared that a Negro teacher was coming in. And I could tell the difference between their attitude and Owen County attitude.
Right. Are we, Williamstown is in Grant County. Did you generally commute over to there, to Owenton, or did you?
I did in later years, but then when I first went, I had to stay because we didn't have a car or anything. And the first year I taught in New Liberty, my husband got someone he worked with to take me, to take us over to New Liberty. And I never did get back home for 2 months then because we didn't have conveyance. And then I had to go to Worthville to catch a train. And then the train went into Covington, and I just missed a Greyhound bus, and I didn't get home till 1 o'clock in Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't come home often.
But then in the later part of your career, you lived in Williamstown. This very, I guess this house, is that correct? Drove over to Owens.
Yes, I learned to, we got a car and I learned to drive back and forth.
Uh-huh.
My husband was a automobile mechanic and he taught me to drive. I'll tell you, I thought I was flying then.
Now, when you look back on this experience, you know, how could you sum it up, or is there anything else you'd like to tell me about the integration of schools in Owen County?
Well, I tell everybody that, may I say, I make the best of any situation. And I enjoyed every bit of it. I said, I've enjoyed life, and I've had a good life. And I enjoyed the children and working with them. And children come to see me now that I have taught at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And because they knew I loved them and they loved me. And I tell everybody I've had a good life, enjoyed life. But now, of course, you know I'm a double amputee. And I can't get out that door unless somebody takes me out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get out very often.
Right.
But I still enjoy my home. And people come in to see me and bring me things. And I have good neighbors, white neighbors. Because I have for years been the only Negro in Grant County. But then a couple with some children, this subdivision just before you get to this house, bought a place on this subdivision, and there's another Negro family lives just up above me here.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. I'm going to end it here. Thanks a lot, Miss Jones.
Well, thank you. But I was so afraid maybe you thought maybe I didn't want you to interview me.
No, not at all.
But I'm sure you understand, because yesterday I couldn't get to the